Thank you, Madam Vice President. First of all, allow me to thank Sudan for its engagement with the committee over the course of the year. Through our fruitful discussions, we could get a good picture of the challenges faced by Sudan in the implementation of its Article 5 commitments. On 28 March 2018, Sudan submitted its request for extension of its April 1st, 2019 deadline, upon which the committee reached out to expert organizations for their input. We are thankful to the GICHD and ICBL for having provided feedbacks. On 4 June 2018, the committee wrote to Sudan to request additional clarification and information on the extension request and received a revised request on 17 August 2018. The committee welcomes that Sudan submitted its request in a timely manner and engaged in a cooperative dialogue with the committee. Sudan's extension request is for 4 years until April 1, 2023. With regard to the request, we raised the following issues in our analysis. First, we appreciate that Sudan intends to double its effort during the extension period, aiming to clear all hazards registered in the database, conduct surveys of the suspected hazardous areas to determine and clear the confirmed mined areas, as well as mobilize more domestic resources, reinforce coordination with donors, and strengthen the capacity of the National Mine Action Center. Second, given increased accessibility to remaining contaminated areas, international NGOs and commercial companies are encouraged to engage with Sudan. Sudan indicated that it welcomes any interested international mine action NGO to assist Sudan in meeting its Article 5 obligations. Third, the access to the states of Blue Nile and South Kordofan is dependent upon improvement in security, progress in the peace process, as well as availability of sufficient funding. The committee wrote to Sudan regarding additional information on the ongoing national political dialogue and consideration of mine action as part of this dialogue. Sudan's revised request indicates that optimism prevails that these developments will actually generate a conducive environment to identify openings in the two states. This, in turn, may substantially increase the possibility of mine action activities. Fourth, the number of anti-personnel mines destroyed during the previous extension represents a low-density minefield contamination. Since the National Mine Action Strategy, as well as the National Mine Action Standards and Guidelines, are currently being reviewed, it is important that Sudan ensures, in a manner consistent with Action 9 of the Maputo Action Plan, that the most relevant land release standards, policies, and methodologies in line with the international mine action standards are in place. Fifth, it is essential that Sudan employs terminology consistent with the IMAS to ensure a clear understanding of efforts being carried out and that it consistently provides information in a disaggregated manner by type of munition and areas known or suspected to contain mines. The committee also underlines the importance of Sudan continuing to report on its progress in a manner consistent with the IMAS, disaggregating by area cancelled through non-technical survey, reduced through technical survey, and addressed through clearance. Sixth, in terms of clarity of the remaining challenge, we welcome the effort by Sudan to clean up its database and underline the importance of carrying it out as soon as possible. Finally, given the importance of external support to ensure timely implementation, Sudan would benefit from enhancing its resource mobilization strategy. Sudan's commitment to respond to the needs and priorities of its current donor base through regular liaison, timely reporting, and visibility initiatives is a positive step, as is Sudan's aim to expand its donor base by identifying potential new donors. The committee notes the importance of Sudan keeping the state parties appraised of steps to fulfill these commitments and on the challenges faced in this regard. On the basis of the information provided, the committee concludes that the convention would benefit from Sudan submitting to the state parties updated detailed work plans by the 30th of April 2020 and the 31st of March 2022 for the remaining period covered by the extension. These work plans should contain an updated, detailed list of all areas known or suspected to contain anti-personnel mines using terminology consistent with the IMAS annual projections of which areas and what area would be dealt with in each year during the remaining period covered by the request and by which organization matched to a revised detailed budget based on new funding levels. The information provided in the request and subsequently in responses to the committee's questions are comprehensive, complete and clear. The plan presented by Sudan is workable, lends itself well to be monitored and states clearly which factors could affect implementation progress. The plan's success is contingent on access to the remaining contaminated areas, stable national and international funding, engagement with international stakeholders and the creation of an environment conducive for organizations involved in mine action activities. In this regard, the committee notes that the convention would benefit from Sudan reporting annually to the states parties on the following. A. Progress in land release relative to the commitments made in Sudan's annual work plan, disaggregating outputs in a manner consistent with the IMAS, including consistent disaggregation between explosive hazards destroyed. B. Updates regarding mine survey assessments, related surveys and deployment of clearance capacities in South Kordofan and Blue Nile states, including the identification of new mined areas and their impact on annual targets as given in Sudan's work plan. C. Updates regarding changes in the security situation and how these changes positively or negatively affect implementation. D. Updates regarding the review of its national mine action strategy and national technical standards and guidelines, including a clear timeline for the development of these processes and updates on data cleanup efforts. E. Updates regarding resource mobilization efforts within the new strategic plan, including resources made available by the government of Sudan and external financing received to support implementation efforts and the effects of the funding level on the implementation of the work plan. And F, updates regarding the structure of Sudan's mine action program, including existing and new organizational and institutional capacities to respond to residual contamination following completion. In addition to reporting, as noted above, it is important that Sudan keeps the state parties regularly apprised of other pertinent developments regarding the implementation of Article 5 during the period covered by the request and other commitments made in the request at intersessional meetings, meetings of the state parties and review conferences, as well as through its Article 7 reports using the Guide to Reporting. Let me conclude by thanking Sudan for its engagement with the committee, and I thank you, Madam Vice President.